Today on Tech Daily, we are talking tax tips. Not quite the financial advice kind, but with some help from Microsoft, a few tips to help you through this time of year when you're looking to make life easier. On the line from Microsoft Australia is Jaron Cohen. G'day, Jaron.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for inviting me to your show.
No problem at all. Now, listen, straight off the bat, what is your number one tip for making tax time easier?
Look, my tip is keep your receipts, keep all the data in a place that you know is safe and secure. And I think we've got some great technology from Microsoft that can really help your listeners. Something I actively suggest your listeners go out and download and try out is Microsoft OneNote, available for Windows, Windows Phone, iPhone, Android, as well as Mac PC. And that's a great technology that allows your listeners to capture their receipts using their camera phone, update those receipts, store them in a cloud service, and keep them and view them across any device that they've got.
I've got to say, I use OneNote a little more simply. I use it to write my shopping list on my PC and then go out with my phone and open up OneNote and my shopping list is there. So I'm not quite, you know, using it to its full potential, but it definitely is great to have it, everything synced to the cloud like that, and it certainly makes life easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, Andy. And I don't know if you've recently seen, we've released another app for Windows Phone called Office Lens, which is available for, as I said, for Windows Phone, which allows you to capture an image using your phone and automatically sync that with OneNote. And what it does, which takes it really to that next level, is actually converts those handwritten receipts or those shop receipts to actual text that you can then search within your OneNote file, taking it really to that next level.
That's brilliant. I mean, what about, I guess, more for the basic users, because not everyone runs a business or has, you know, complex business or tax affairs. What about some of the must-have apps for those users? Maybe more about managing your day-to-day finances better. Have you got a few on your list there?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, there are a number of apps available in the store. I mean, one great one that jumps to mind is an app that's available for Windows 8 called All About Money. And this app allows you to log on to your internet banking service and export your latest transaction into this app directly. And what it does is it lets you collate where you're spending money on a daily basis or a monthly basis. So keep track of how often you're traveling to the store, how often you're going to the grocery shop, what are you actually spending at that grocery shop, what are you spending at the restaurants and so forth. And then view that in a really great touch interface and see real-time graph of, you know, what's actually consuming your dollars and cents on a weekly, monthly basis.
I think I need to use that one for the weekly supermarket shop. That's an easy one to lose track of, over the month, isn't it?
Absolutely, and the app's available for free as well from the Windows Store. So there's one of the best tax tips around. Download the app at no dollars and keep yourself more up to date of where your money's going.
And I guess one thing to track your money, but also to save money. There's a few apps there. The one that caught my eye was the Groupon app.
Yeah, sure. Another great app. And there are a number of those available. So everything from eBay to Catch of the Day as well has got an app within the store. So you envisage all those sites that provide those daily deals provide apps, because apps provide a better way to connect with their consumers. There's nothing like seeing that deal right there and then on the front screen of your device so you can actually see what's available.
Exactly. What about going back to sort of business, small business? What are some of the essential apps on the Windows platform at the moment?
Yeah, in the small business space, recently this year we struck a partnership with MYOB, the one would argue the largest and most used small business accounting software in Australia, definitely. And MYOB have, as part of their cloud service, this is Accounting Right, have produced a Windows 8 app that allows a small business to get a view into their accounting position on a tablet. So envisage you're out away from the office where that data traditionally has been locked away on a PC or a laptop, being able to see that data on your Windows 8 tablet and be able to see real-time positions around cash flow, balance sheet information, your debtors and your creditors, being able to have a real-time conversation with your customers while out and about.
That's brilliant. I mean, it's amazing how much of your financial and money management you can actually do these days on a mobile or tablet device. I mean, compared to, say, just a few years ago, where those sorts of tasks would have been more, you know, desktop or even laptop orientated, wouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And myself personally, I mean, I manage a property that I've got through, you know, just the old traditional Excel. But what I do with Excel is I actually synchronize that document between my phone and my tablet device using OneDrive, which means at any time of the day, if I incur an expense or need to spend some money in relation to that property, I open the document up on my mobile device, which happens to be a Windows phone. I make those changes right there and then, and I'm confident that A, that's backed up, and B, it's actually synchronized between all my endpoints. And I know if I come back in the office, I can just continue where I left off on that on my PC.
Actually, I'm glad you mentioned a OneDrive there, because that really is another essential tool for having, you know, another copy of all of your essential data in the cloud as well as a local copy as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it just works in the background. So I don't have to think about backing up my files. I don't have to think about making sure that my data is available on my phone when I run out the door. I know I can get it no matter the device I use. And that's both for Windows devices as well as the competitive Microsoft devices.
Any other hot tips for Windows users for the new financial year?
Look, every month there's new devices coming out. So hop down to your local retailer, see what's available. In the next couple of months, there's no doubt going to be exciting devices in relation to Surface.
Yeah.
Hope your listeners pick them up and start using the new Surface device with Pen.
Excellent. Jaron Cohen from Microsoft Australia, thanks for joining me on Tech Daily.
Thanks, Andy. Talk soon.